lot of things may be quite surprisingly come down to the way that human beings come to terms with the fact that we know we're going to die someday. Becker just said that we're so smart that we realize that we exist, and that's uplifting, but it's also terrifying because we realize that we're going to die, we can die at any time, and that we're really no more significant or enduring than like lizards or potatoes. And that all of us, the way that we manage that terror is by embracing what he called cultural worldviews, beliefs about reality that we share with other people, and that give us a sense that life is meaningful and that we as individuals have value.
So for some people that can be family, for other people that can be a religion, for others it will be a cult, for some it's Donald Trump.
That's right. That's correct, Sheila. So it could be everything from your religion to your country to your football team. And in this case, and quite right, to someone like Donald Trump. And there was a guy named Max Weber, a sociologist, a long time ago. And he was the one who coined the term charismatic leader. And what Weber said is that in times of historical uncertainty, that we are drawn to a certain kind of leader that often seems like a larger-than-life person who is often believed to be divinely ordained to rid the world of evil and to keep people safe. And quite understandably, this has happened more than once historically. A lot of people have used Weber's ideas to understand how Hitler came to power.